So you started in 1964 out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what year did the farm cease?
I don't know the exact year. It was in the mid-80s.
Okay. And but and so now you are still with the EPA.
Yeah.
And have always been.
Yeah.
Okay. And it sounds like you come from a farming background.
Yeah. Yeah, I was raised on a farm in Nebraska.
Nice.
So, you know, I knew which end of the cow to milk,
right.
And I knew how to do all that kind of stuff.
So
you know?
It was a pretty good fit.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the dairymen and stuff that they hired up there had been farmers up in Idaho and stuff, and then we hired our beef herd manager. Our cowboy was a real cowboy from up in Tonopah, you know.
Nice.
None of these people had degrees,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they all were experts in their particular field, you know. I mean, these guys were dairymen, you know.
Well, I think that's
And this guy was a cowboy. I mean, he'd been grown up as a cowboy. That's all he'd ever done, you know.
And I think that's what's so interesting is, you know, if you all these different people were part of the what was going on out at the test site. So.
Yeah, you had people, you know, like I said, at one time we had, you know, 4, 5, or 6 veterinarians on staff at one time, you know, and all these other people, you know, that. But we also had, you know, guys that could do the work too,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Sure. And did you enjoy the job?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a very unique experience. Like working at the farm is, there'll never be another place like it, you know, again, ever. I mean, you couldn't do that today.
No.
You know, the things we did, and it was a very unique experience.